There are a lot of important diyukim to make in the Rashi's and Beis and Beis. We're not going to go into them right now. The very top Rashi refers to the korbanos being a korban tzibur, and when it comes to kaparos, the Rashi says explicitly later on with the lines going korban is yochid. There's a lot to discuss. Bez Hashem will have a chance later on, and we have more sugyas to work with to be machalik in a korban tzibur, korban yochid. There's a very important diuk in Rashi that Rashi discusses the pious. Misra'al, they pious that you wave them. That's how he learns pshat. How could they possibly have a prisha for regular korbanos? They didn't know who the kohen who was going to be. So the Rashi said they did a pious. Pious l'chadin the rabbanah din the raisa. So why is that part of the cheshbon over here? Again, yeshol malad aber. The kashas fasemes. They could do the pious 7 days earlier and still figure out who the kohen is going to be. So if we have a chance, I just want to keep the momentum going, and so not to stop on some of the diyukim, but to look at the larger sugyas. So, and also I'm skipping over the Yom Tov Dik sugyas to try to focus on the sugyas that are more kochim oriented. So in Gimel and Aleph, there's a very important tosis, because the tosis helps us understand the din of Lina Beregel. How do we come to that? Because the Gemara on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis entertains the question of why there shouldn't be a special din of Prisha for Shmini Atzeres, the last line in Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is Dachtofel to the other, to the Yom Tov of Sukkot. It's also an interesting lashon which the Rosh Hashivas discuss. So the Gemara says, Afilu man do omar Shmini Regel b'fnei atzmoi. Even the one that says, seems to be machlokes about it, Shmini Regel b'fnei atzmoi hu, hanemile le'inyan pezer koshev, avolinyan tashlumen dirishain hu. So the Gemara says that that's indicates to us that Shmini Atzeres is not considered to be tofel to the other days, and therefore we should not look at Shmini Atzeres as the eighth day of a series of days of Kedusha. And therefore, we should not learn, and therefore, we theoretically could learn the din of Prisha Lagavi. We could learn the din of Prisha from the Yimei Milum to the Yimei of Atzeres. We have to find a different reason why we would not draw that conclusion. We would not require Prisha for the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Okay. So this phrase, Pei Zayin Reish Kuv Shin Beis, the Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what it's referring to. And Tosfos points out, quotes Rashi as saying that when it comes to Pei, so pious, and when it comes to Zayin Zaman, when it comes to Kuv, it's Korban, Shin, Shir, comes to Beis Bracha, that's a Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's the Birchas HaMelech, that we say that Shlomo Melech gave when we left Yerushalayim after the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, and that the Rav would point out, that's why we lay in V'zois HaBracha on Simchas Torah, Dainu Shmi Yetzeres, because that was the original idea that Birkas HaMelech that Moshe Rabbeinu gave when he was giving leave to Klal Yisrael. Or is Bracha the Nusach HaBrachis, and that's the Sugya that we're not going to right now, whether, how do you refer to Shmini Atzeres in the Shmini Esrei, Yem Shmini, Chag Yem Shmini, what's the din if you slip up and you say Chag HaSukkos? All embedded in the sugya. What's the reish of Pazer Kosher? What's the reish? So Rashi says, regularly Yatzmai Shein Sheim Chag HaSukkos Olav. L'chare that could have to do with the way we daven. Tosfos says, Pirush Rashi, regular atzmai shein yoshvin basuka, then Eretz Yisrael one would not sit in the sukkah on Shemini Yetzeres, regal lifnei atzmoi. One has to, in fact, passel the sukkah, so one should not be nichshal in din of Baal Tosef if one does sit in the sukkah on Shemini Yetzeres. Pirush Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam says that regal lifnei atzmoi means it has a new din of lina, that when one comes to Yerushalayim in Shemini Yetzeres, so even if one was there, one was there already before Shemini Atzeres, one came for the Yom Tif, one came for Hashana Rabbah, so one was already Mekayim, a mitzvah of Lina already, Motsoi Shemini Atzeres, you can't pack up and go. All right? Maybe that's the Makor for Hakof Shnius, I don't know. That the Motsoi Shemini Atzeres, he had to be in Yerushalayim because there's a separate mitzvah of Lina. I was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Lina of Sukkah. There's a mitzvah of Lina on for Shemini Atzeres, independent of the mitzvah of Lina of Sukkah. Why does Rabbeinu Tam say that the pshat in Reish Regel is Lina? So Rabbeinu Tam refers us to a Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah discussing the question of whether Shemini Atzeres had his own Birchas Hazman or not. So the Gemara, when the Gemara is discussing that, the Gemara says that we should bring a raya that when it comes to the korbanos of Sukkah, the Yom Tov of Sukkah, said not ma'akim zeh. If a person wouldn't bring the right number of Purim on the day of Sukkahs, if he wouldn't bring the right number of Yeparim. So the Gemara says, you still Yetzir than Mitzvah. You didn't bring the right number. Why? Why the Namak Eves Esa? Because tomorrow you're going to bring fewer Purim anyways. So since on the third day of the Sukkot you'll be bringing less Kerbanos than the second day, so if you mess up in the second day, it's clearly not Namak. Okay, Tzaruch Hayin, if you're learning the Sukkot, you have that, what the logic is. But then the Gemara says, by that logic, so then Shemini Atzeres, you instead of bring, you only bring seven Purim, and you only bring one ayah. You only bring seven kvasim in one ayah. So by that logic, if I make a mistake and I bring the wrong number of kvasim on Sukkot and the wrong number of elim, I should also be yaitzei. Right? The same logic. When you look at Shemini Atzeres, so you have only seven kvasim and one ayol, so that should mean that any day of Sukkot, as long as I bring seven kvasim and one ayol, should be yaitzeh. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Omer of Nachma Yitzchak, no. Shemini Atzeres is regal b'fnei atzmo. So you can't bring a raya from the korbanah. He says, Shemini Atzeres, the korbanah of Sukkot. That's what the Gemara. Then Rav Nachman says, how do we know by what standard is Shemini Atzeres different than the rest of Sukkot? Then the Gemara says, Korban, Shira, Lina, and Bracha. Right? The drops pay Zion. Korban, later on, at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says that Tanya Namiyachi. We have a Braisa that corroborates of Nachman. We have the Braisa of Pesach Koshev. So, Rabbeinu, again, so the Gemara says, of Nachman, we success in Mem Zion, Amud. Aleph and Beis, the Gemara says that Shemini Atzeres is distinct from Sukkot because of Korban, it's a different Korban, because Shira, different Shira, Bracha, because of the Birchas HaMelech, right, and Lina. So Rabbeinu Tam says, and we say a Braisa Tanya Nami Hochi, Pezer Koshem. So lechera, it makes sense to drop pious and zman, because it's edim derabonan. So that shouldn't play a role when we are lechera. Rabbeinu Tam is saying when we are giving a mnemonic device for all of the differences. So then we include the rabbanan dika halacha as well. So we include halacha of zman and we include halacha of pious. Okay. So therefore, tanya nami hochi. Pei Zayin Reish Kuv Shin Beis Pesach Kashav. Good, but when we have to bring a raya that Shemini Atzeres is Yom Tifnei Atzma, and therefore we should not learn from that in Legabi the Korbanos, then I only bring the Deraisa Dikadim. I'm not going to bring payas. I'm not going to bring zman. I'm going to bring four halachas. So the four halachas that the Gemara spells out are korban, shir, bracha, and lina. So Rabbi Natan says lachar lina should show up in Pesach Koshev. Like a pel and Rashi. Why he drops lina? So Teishva says that's pshat and regel b'fnei yatzma. It's a separate yomtiv. Okay, now this nekuda regel b'fnei yatzma is loaded with a very important word that becomes clear from the Teishvas. So then Teishva says the time before lina should turn lina leil mitzvah yomtiv achrei v'chol shemiyachag tunin lina degerminim mipesach. Right, what's the din of lina? The din of lina, the Gemara says, the Torah says, Upandisa v'abayker v'alachta le'alecha. Gemara says, when it comes to Korban Pesach, that you'll leave and you'll go home. But Upandisa v'abayker, you leave in the mornings. So the Gemara says, you can't leave in the morning of the first day of Pesach. You have to come to the midst of Ria. You have to go to the Azara, Beis HaMikdash. So Upandisa v'abayker means you're leaving Chol HaMoed. So then the Gemara, why is the Torah saying leave in Chol HaMoed? The Torah is giving me an itinerary, taking care of my travel instructions, telling me have a good deal in Chol HaMoed. What's the Torah saying? Ufanisa v'abayker. I need a Torah to tell me that I'm able to take a trip in Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, no, Ufanisa v'abayker means that you have to wait. You can't leave Moitzoy Yom Tov Rishon. You have to wait to the morning Chol HaMoed. That I need to tone lina. And then the Gemara had darshins of Pasuk at the end of Devarim. In the Parsha of Sukkah. In Parsha Re'eh, where the Gemara has all the mitzvahs of all the Yom Tovim. So when it comes to Yom Tov Sukkah, it says, Sholish Pam Mashonei Rechol Zchorcha. This din, you have to have Re'eh three times a year. And the din of Riyah is b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. And then you can't go and can't be a b'reikonis. You have to have korbanos. So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a blot to explain why do I have to repeat b'chag ha-sukkos? Sholosh v'om yireh kol zechorach et meshem lekecha. We're in the parsha of Sukkah. I don't need to say Sukkos. That's what we're holding in Sukkos. Gam b'chag ha-mat, gam b'chag ha-shavuos. So why do we have to say b'chag ha-sukkos a third time? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah darshins that for the purpose of din of al-tacher. But the Gemara says that is to give a hekesh that there are halachas we learn from one yom tov to the other yom tov. So the Gemara says we learn the halach of lina. That to'on lina from the parsha of Korban Pesach. Upanisa v'abayke v'ach le'alecha. Now we learn a hekesh from Pesach to Sukkos. So Sukkos also requires a din of lina. The Gemara says, the Tosfos points out, the biyomtiv chayiv b'riyas pani b'azara. So therefore it has to be the Chol HaMoed. V'loi tiksha lina kol shiva mi'ika. Right, so now Tosfos grapples with the question of whether lina is a 7-day din or a 1-night din. Right? Gemara Tosfos points out that there is a shita that we require to be in Yerushalayim all the days of Pesach. Tosfos points out that we don't paskin that way. There are other Rishonim who discuss whether that's a dechia legamrei. The shita doesn't exist. Another shita does exist, but we don't paskin that way. So Tosfos says before the lines get even wider. The yesh loymar b'loy tiksha lina kol shiva miika, that don't ask, of course, that I'm not required to be in Yerushalayim all 7 days of Sukkot. The yesh loymar the mishalay hevi chagigasi b'yom rishon hevi b'yachem mishay yomim tzorach lalun b'layla shel acharav. The din is, if I didn't bring my Korban Chagiga the first day of Sukkot, second day of Sukkot, I brought my Korban Chagiga on the third day of Chol HaMoed, so then the halach is, I can't go home that night. I have to stay over the fourth day of Chol HaMoed. So now Tosfos says, we went through this whole limud, right? Gemara says that I learned the din of lina from Korban Pesach. I then have a Hekesh to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And then I have some kind of Hekesh, Kishem, Sheshivim Yachag Tu'un in Korban Shir Bracha Valina. That's the Gemara, that Shmini Yetzeres is a Yom Tov Ifnei Yatzmai. And I learned that from a limud that Rav Nachman quotes. What does Rav Nachman say? Kishem, just like Sukkos has a korban, its own korban, Shmini Yetzeres has its own korban. Just like Sukkos has its own shir, Shmini Yetzeres has its own shir. Just like Sukkos has lina, so Shmini Yetzeres has lina, kishem. So Tosfos says, why do I need a limud of kishem? Right? Why do I have to go from Pesach to Sukkos? To Sukkot Shmini Yetzeres, I have to bring the zechiv of having simcha and regel. So I have to have simcha of Yom Tov and regel Yom Tov, and the simcha of Yom Tov is shalom simcha. So I have to participate in the mitzvah of simcha and Shmini Yetzeres. I have to participate in shalom simcha. So I'm going to have shalom simcha and Shmini Yetzeres. So Mela, I'm going to have to stay over Yom Tov Shein. I have to go to Akof Shnius. I'm stuck there anyways. So Tosfos says, why does the Gemara say, let me tell you in one or two ways, why does the Gemara say that Shmini Yetzeres is a regel bifnei atzma, its own independent yomtiv, its own chiyuv lina? It doesn't have its own chiyuv lina. It has a chiyuv lina because they have a shalmei simcha. It's not, nothing that doesn't identify Shmini Yetzeres being a separate yomtiv. It's Shmini Yetzeres could belong to the rest of Yom Tov, but I have to have Shalom Simcha on Shmini Yetzeres. Then maybe I'm going to have Lina. So Tosfos says, how do I know that? The Mishnah, Halal v'Simcha Shmoina, v'Afil Shoyim Reis Hashon, it may be Korban Ton Lina. And now Tosfos says that Lina is not a din in the Yom Tov. Lina is a din in a Korban. How do I know that? Because the Sifrei says, even if I bring a korban mincha, I bring mincha, it's ve'etzim. I give a nidova to mizbeach. I bring wood for the mizbeach. So I come to Yerushalayim and deliver the wood. I'm chayiv and lina for nisa kol pina sh'ata poina the eleba boiker. So that's Tosfos kasha. That again, you can phrase this kasha in one of two ways. Either you can say, why would this be a correct identification of regal bifnei atzma? It's nothing to do with the regal. It has to do because I happened to bring you a korban that day. So why should this be the identity of regal? Lechayra. Tosfos explained to us why Rashi veers away from saying that regal is lina. Lechayra, that's what Tosfos and the Kuda Tosfos wants to point out. Right? That's what Tosfos is grappling with. So the Tosfos there's a big kasha in Rashi. The Gemara says Mufurish in Sukkah, Korban, Shir, Bracha, Lina. Then the Gemara adds on Pei Zayin. So why is Rashi grappling with that Reish Regel Bifnei Atzma? Why doesn't he go with the flow? It's the Gemara. So Tosfos is saying, well, Rashi is bothered by it. That's what Tosfos is grappling with. That Rashi is bothered. That korban lina, the idea of lina happens to be a din mikra. There's a din of lina when it comes to Shmini Yetzeres. Mikra is a different din. How Rashi will end up shot in the kshem? Maybe only there's a din of hekesh. Maybe it's just also just a summary statement. Maybe you'll learn the positive kasha of two summary statements, two mnemonic devices. Don't know. But lechayra, that's what Tosfos is pointing out. So Tosfos says that lechayra is a good kasha. The mitzvah, the din of lina legabe Shmini Yetzeres, is not a din of regel b'fnei yatzma. It's a din of I'm bringing a korban simcha. So Tosfos gives two terutz. The second terutz, it's very easy for us to wrap our minds around. The second terutz is you can makai in the mitzvah of simcha without bringing a korban. Okay, so that's a machlokes Tosfos Rambam. Again, I'm not going to go into it right now. The mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov, Simcha Dei Reis, is it Korban, or is the mitzvah of Simcha Dei Reis even Vasa V'Yayin? Okay, so Tosfos says, so Rabbeinu Tam says, Hey Yois, that I don't necessarily have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha with Shalmei Simcha, and there still is a din of Lina and Shmini Yetzeres. So you see that there's a din of linish min yetzeres, even though I'm not bringing shalom simcha. Taisus then has another, there's another possibility. I'm holding Shmini Atzeres and I'm not bringing a korban today. Why? I sent my korban Shlomim by, I appointed somebody in Rishana Rabbah. And I asked him in Rishana Rabbah to bring this korban. Then the echolin lishnei yomim, and now it will be, we'll eat it for 2 days, right? So therefore, I'm not going to be chayiv lina because of this korban, right? So again, the second approach, so we understand very well. We understand it, we can picture it very well. A guy says, I've had enough meat, I've eaten meat several days of Yom Tov. Today, Mekayim in the midst of Simchas Yom Tov without meat. Okay, Afal Pi Kein, we're telling him, you still can't, you still have to save our Kofi Shani, so you can't go home. Okay, so that's a din. That's a Chiddush though. Why is it a Chiddush? Because the Gemara said in the Sifrei, Vufalisa Baboike Shekol Hazvachim Tu'un Alina. So Tosfos just mechadish to us a chiddush which comes up over and over again in Tosfos, and that's really the what we're going to focus on is that there's the din of lina, the two mechayvim of lina. One mechayv of lina is Avraham a korban, and the other mechayv of lina is that's a yom tif. Okay, regular the atzmi. Now once you hear that, so then Rabbi Natan's mahalach is kafir vera regular b'fnei atzma, because one of the mechayvim, one of the halachas of Yom Tov, is that Yom Tov is mechayiv lina. So of course it makes sense to let regel b'fnei yatzma, because it's the chiyuv of lina of Yom Tov is a mechudish tik lina of Yom Tov and Shmini Atzeres. Okay, so Gemara says again. So Tosfos says that's what Tosfos points out to us. How does Tosfos? What's the tushdal of Tosfos? One is the person who doesn't have shalom b'simcha, and then he's another fancier approach. And the guy is an Eishaner, and Lachar, why is he giving me this more elaborate approach? We learn Kama Vakama Lachis from this approach. Right? The person of Memana Shliach an Eishaner Rabbah, and he says, bring the Shalom Simcha. Lachar means he's bring the Korban an Eishaner Rabbah, and leave enough meat for me to eat on Yom Tov Sheni. Right? Not Yom Tov Sheni, Shmini Atzeres. Right? In that case, I'm not going to be chayiv in the lina of the korban. Right? We want to find a situation where I'm chayiv in a separate din of lina of regel, and I'm not chayiv in of lina of Yom Tov. Right? So, second case is, no Shalmei Simcha. Okay, I'm saying mechaneshita I can have yai and I can be mekayim mitzvah in other ways. Good, but let's say I want to be mekayim mitzvah of simchas yom tov b'shalom simcha, so I can still have a situation where the korban will not be mechayiv me. L'chayrit Rishbam L'chayrit Menatam is saying lu yitzur shmini yetzeres morning. I'm memana somebody to bring the korban shlomim, so apparently that's not going to work. Apparently, then I will be chayiv lina. Right? Tosfos it says specifically that he was memana somebody from yesterday. Right? What's the lashon? The mishkachas o deimaisi korban boy biyoyim kigoyin shesholach shlomov esmoil dinecholin lishnayomim velay lechon. So I have to figure a way that I'm going to have an achila and mekayim in the midst of simcha, but I don't have a hakrova. Hakrova was yesterday. So vaysachoyis that if I am memana somebody to bring a hakrova on my behalf, and I'm in Yerushalayim, I still have a chiyuv of lina. Then I think it's poshut. I think Rabbi Michel points that out in the shiurim that. why did Tais have to have this mimana from yesterday? He says a step further. He says that if I would be in Yerushalayim, right, if I'd be Yerushalayim and somebody else is makriv of the korban for me, so I would still be chayv in a din of lina mitam korban. Right? So as long as I'm makayim the din of korban today, even though I didn't do the akrov itself, right? That's a big of a chiddush. We'll see in a moment. So lachar, that's a yosei lonu from this sugya. Then Tais is going to discuss that how do we know that the din of lina legabe Pesach is not a 7-day din? Tosfos says, but the major chiddush over here is that there's two halachos of lina, two mechayvim of lina. Right? In Yerushalayim, be there for Yom Tov. So we have two halachos of lina. One is, I arrived in, I came to Yom Tov, Sukkot, first day, and I get the news that I'm not going to be able to bring my korbanos on the first day of Sukkot. I'm scheduled third day of Sukkot. And whatever, maybe I work it out with one of the kayanim, that I want a certain kayan. So by the time I get to that koyin, I want to kiddin yuchas, I want to wrap it for Vilna. By the time I get that koyin, there'll be yuchas nowhere. By then, there'll be yuchas. So I get a koyin, so I want a certain koyin. By time, he's so busy. So I won't get him. So then, can I take a trip on Mitzoy Yom Tov, the first night of Chol HaMoed? And he says, no. Then I'm chayav lina mitam, the first day of Yom Tov. Didn't bring a korban yet. Then I take my trip and I come back and it's the third day Chol HaMoed and I bring my korban. Can I leave Matzoi Chol HaMoed? No. Another time, another din of lina. Okay, that's what Tosfos Mechadesh. Tosfos says it's not a big chiddush. It's a beferish Yerushalmi and the man on the side helps us. It's a beferish Yerushalmi Bikurim because there the Gemara Bikurim, the Yerushalmi Bikurim says that there's a mission Bikurim that Bikurim has more chomer than Trumas and Meiser. Bikurim is more chomer because for several reasons, but one reason is because Bikurim requires a korban and Bikurim requires lina. So when I bring my Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to stay over the next night. The Gemara in Yerushalmi says, isn't that the same din? When I say Bikurim requires korban, so that requires lina, because every korban requires lina, because we have the other limit from the sefrei that afilu seiles levayna and eitzim requires. So the Gemara said, the Yerushalmi says, no. Maybe if I brought my bikurim and for somebody that didn't bring a korban, so I still require lina. Right, so in bikurim there is a bikurim. There's a double machayev. It's not a double machayev korban. It's a machayev on its own, and Havos Peiros is a machayev on its own. Two dinim of lina. Okay. Should we lay gar in the bringing Eitzim? But that's the din of Bikurim. So Tosfos says, so you see from that Gemara that even with that, there could be a chiyuv of lina without a korban, right? Tosfos says, V'hochi amrin of Yerushalmi, Terkama should be Bikurim. So there could be a chiyuv of lina mitam korban, and then there could be a chiyuv of lina mitam what? Mitam bikurim. What's that mechayiv? What's the mechayiv of bikurim? It's not called the korban, because the Dafka says it requires a korban, and bikurim doesn't have to be brought. If it's brought on Shavuos, then okay, mechayiv because of that. But a mechayiv, if I bring a bikurim, Mishnah says from Shavuos I can bring it from Shavuos till Sukkot. So I'm bringing bikurim tomorrow, and I don't have a korban. I'm still chayiv in lina. So Tosfos says that's a raya. How's that a raya? V'ochi yamini b'Yerushalmi. Right? Person, Tosfos got through saying that there's a machayiv of simcha, outside of a korban. So therefore, it could be that I'm chayiv lino without a korban. V'leka elu k'dipirish b'susnik v'hachi yamrina b'yushalmi. What's the hachi yamrina? What's the connection? V'hachi yamrina b'yushalmi. Taisus proves that there's a chiyuv of lina and yamtif even without a korban. That's shalmi simcha. Good. Taisus told us a chiyuv. It's crisp in the renal chanon. You have at the very end of the Taisus in Chagiga, right? Very end of the Taisus there. Al Chanan said the two separate chiyuvim, regel and korban. Good. What's the v'hachi yamrinan? There's no. It's a hachi yamrinan. It's not a yamtif. Oh. Okay. So Jonathan is saying it could be that we have to be magdir this one of these dinim more carefully. Right? One of these dinim. Now, one of the surprising pieces of the sugya of lina is the Rambam. I'm not sure if there's, I've yet to see if somebody has a very solid approach to this, but it's good to leave kashas that are open also, right? Good to carry around the kashas. Look at the very last halacha of Bikurim, Paragimel halacha yadalit. Ha Bikurim tu'un and lina, a mishnah b'fereshes in Bikurim. Keitzad, hevi Bikurov la mikdosh. He brought the Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. He didn't send them by somebody else. He came by the Korah, and he said the Parsha. The Hikriv Shalomov, and he brought a Korban Shalomim. Lo Yaitse Ba'oise Yoim, he can't leave that day. Yerushalayim, Lachzor Limkoimoi, Elo Yolin Shom, he has to stay overnight. Yachzor Limokhor Le'iroi, Shenemar Posek, Ufanis Ba'oik, Lach Le'lechom. So the first Pel in Rash in the Rambam is that this is the place where Rambam writes Hilchas Lina. Apparently, couldn't say this, but apparently, I guess if you do a search, you can also say it, that the Rambam does not quote the din of Lina Lagave Korbanos. He doesn't quote Lagave Pesach. He quotes the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah Yerushalmi, right? Tzarechi and Gadol. Tzarechi and Gadol, where the Rambam left it out every other place and put it in Bikur. Then he writes, Kol poinoit sha'ato poine min ha-mikdash. Kol poinoit sha'ato poine min ha-mikdash. Lich she'tov v'iloi l'yir el b'boiker. Whenever you leave the Beis HaMikdash, lich she'tov v'iloi. This, that's the Chachmei Brisk were pointed this out. Kol poinoit, the recent Chachmei, kol poinoit sha'ato poine min ha-mikdash. Whenever you leave Beis HaMikdash, you stay overnight. What's lichshe tov eloi? What I'm adding? When you come to it, nimtis oimer should be kurentun and should be fine. So one of the mahalchim that you have in the Rosh Yeshivas, the Talmidim of Brisk, is that they think Reb Michel says it, others say it, Kamini Reb David say it, Reb Beryl say it. That the Rambam record Hilchos Bikurim because you learn the Yesod of Lina from Bikurim. Because if you wanted to pare it down to find out what's the Machayev of Lina. So as long as you have it, as long as you learn in Hilchos Korbanos, so you're not sure, is it the fact that I'm in Mikdash or the fact that I'm bringing a Korban? So if you want to be able to distill the Machayev of Lina, so we go to Bikurim. Bikurim is not a Yomtif. Right? It's not a Yomtif. It's not a Regel. And the Rambam explains to us the Yerushalmi without spelling it out. Yerushalmi says, well, you don't have a Korban. Then you still have to have a din of Lina. Kol poine shato poine min ha-mikdash. As long as you brought your Bikurim and you had a Kriyas HaParshiyas, so therefore you were in Mikdash, Lichshe Tov Eloi. So once you come into Mikdash, Loi Yiyu Ella Babaikya, then you have to leave the next morning. In other words, apparently the way the Rambam learns Pshat is that the Machayev of Lina is Riyah and Mikdash. So Hezra Dover, just to help us out a little bit,
So what does that mean? So l'chara, it's a din in kovid mikdash. You don't. It's not a, you know, what a learn and leave. It's not a drop in and leave, an eat and leave kind of thing. It's you're there and you dwell b'kedusha. You can't just pop out of mikdash and go. You can give many different rushes on it. Exactly what's the pshat? Whether it means that you need to decompress. You're in the makim on mikdash. You can't just go from based on mikdash back to Teilat. You have to have to dwell on it a little bit, have to be mizbayin a little bit, and you can't be mizbayin when you're on the road. You have to be mizbayin in Yerushalayim, right? In the Machan Leviyah, right? Miskirov points out in Parshas Nosei, Miskirov points out that there's an extra posuk that says that the Leviyim would live around the Mishkan. So Miskirov says that was part of the din of Leviyim. They had to be a buffer zone around. That was part of the job of Leviim. Not only were they sharim when they were sharim, there was a job of Leviim to live around the Mikdash, to make a machan Leviyah. Hezra Dover, Yitzchirov says, and Chumash, he says, because when you can't just walk into Mikdash, you have to walk into Mikdash already having, being in the context, in the ambience of Kayanim. So Lina would be, I can't just go from Beis HaMikdash, I need to have an Ishruchag, I need to have to dwell, I need to ruminate a little bit, or a Kuyidin of Kovid. That's the Lashon of the Ritva in Sukkah. He uses the term Kovid. Let's use it a little bit differently. But that could be, like we have the Rashbam says, what's the Malav HaMalk all about? Malav HaMalk is part of the Din of Kovid of Shabbos. That one doesn't just keep Shabbos, drop it, and then shower and yantha next. No, you have an Odom Choshev, so you have a farewell moment, you have a farewell event. So it could be that, and that the Rashbam says, that's Kovid, that the Rambam says, part of Kovid Shabbos is to eat a kezayis over Shabbos, and to be meniach shulchan. The Rambam says you have to have your shulchan ready and prepared erev Shabbos and mitzvah Shabbos. So the Rambam has it all in the Hilchos Kovid. It's the mitzvah of Malav HaMalka is Lelavis HaMelech. So that's the din of Kovid. So it could be that's the din of Kovid Mikdash. You can't just go to Mikdash and check out. All right, whatever it is. So that's l'char what the Rambam is saying. The din of Lina is a din in being based on Mikdash. I could be in Mikdash because of Korban. I could be in Mikdash because of Re'iyah. Whatever it is, I need the din of Lina. So once that's the story, so let's go back to understand Tosfos. Is Tosfos saying the same thing? Tosfos, again, what have we accomplished so far? We learned that there's a din of that Rabbi Tam explains to us that the reish of Pazar Kashav is regular with Nayatsma, that everybody says, but Rabbi Tam's regular with Nayatsma is not like Rashi, that it means that it is a shame with Nayatsma, a different chiyuvim. He says, no, regular with Nayatsma must mean the missing letter that we have in the Gemara in Sukkah, that there the Gemara says Korban, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. So Regal has to be Lina. Good. So now Tosfos explained to us, and there's a good reason for Regal to be Lina, because Tosfos holds Din Lina. There's a din of Lina mitam the Yomtiv. The Yomtiv is Machayev Lina. And Tosfos says, I'll give you two examples. One example is when the Shalmei Simcha were brought the day before, right? Vaistachois, that Tosfos holds. I think Rav Milchel points, Tosfos holds a korban is Machayev if I'm miskasher to the korban in any way, if I'm miskasher to the hakrova and I'm in Yerushalayim. Why did Tosfos give me a case where the hakrova took place yesterday and only the achila took place today? The Tosfos apparently holds that a korban is machayev lina as long as I'm in Yerushalayim and I'm, you don't have a better term for it, I'm connected with hakrova. However you want to say it, hakrova is taking place by shlucha didi. Okay, so that is how a korban is machayev. If my korban is being mukrav, is being brought to mizbeach, I have to, there's a din of lina. If I bring eitzim, I have to bring a din of lina. I bring soil, a din of lina. A korban is machayev lina. And then Tosfos says, and yomtiv is machayev lina. Right? So l'chayra, it sounds like that just like The Rambam says that Biya B'Mikdash is Machayiv Lina. That's all a din of Mikdash. So Tosfos says it's a din of Kovid Yomtiv, a din of Kovid Korban. L'chayra, we could say that it means Hayois, if I'm, when I bring a Korban, so the same thing we said L'gavi the Rambam in Mikdash, I can't bring a Korban and then leave Yerushalayim. Bringing a korban means I was in Mikdash today. I brought a korban to the Rebbeinu Shlom. I did a chatzis, whatever it is. I can't have such an intense experience and not have the time to dwell and think about it and take leave of it and be mizbayne. Okay, I can't have a yomtiv in Yerushalayim. If I have a yomtiv in outside of Yerushalayim, okay, that's a different kind of yomtiv. Yom Yerushalayim. A yomtiv, the kedusha of Yerushalayim, so I need to have a yomtiv sheni. I need to have a time to decompress and to lechoy the rat. The taste is saying two separate mechayim, but it's a din in regel, it's a din in yomtiv. So that lechoyra, and that is hayyotzei from Rebbe Natan and Elchanan that they point this out, and hayyotzei from the Rambam that he quotes the din of Lina only a din of Bikurim. Again, still is a kasha why the Rambam doesn't quote it as well in other places. So have a mahalach in Rambam. The Rambam hold only does Hilchas Halal and Chanukah. He mentions Halal in other places, but he dwells in Halachas. All right, so then there's many hezberim of what you learn from the fact that the Rambam but Halal and Chanukah. But at least he mentions over here. From what they've seen in the Svarim, he doesn't even mention Lina. Look at the other code. Kilu doesn't exist. The Rambam says, L'chshe tov eloi, when you are in Yerushalayim. When you're in Yerushalayim. All right. So we'll just leave with, finish this. The Lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva in Sukkah Memches. It's the Lashon is very important. Vim Taimar. He says, goes back to the beginning of the Sugya. When would there be Lina on Shmini Yetzeres? There'd be Lina on Shmini Yetzeres if I didn't bring a Korban Chagiga on day 1, 2, or 3. So Tepa Gleim Mishum to Ton Lina Bnei Korban. Shekolim Evi Korban Ton Lina. So why do I say this belongs to Shmini Atzeres? When would there be Lina of Shmini Atzeres? He says, when I brought my Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Ubevadai shedvorm nirim, sharegolim afilu beloi Korban ton Lina, lich void yomtif. And the lashon of lich void yomtif. So our hezber fits in with this ritva. The ilu be korban lehavi tzriche ribuya, I wouldn't need to have any special limit because every Korban requires Lina. Ela shadayin le'osi shaper lishna deregel b'fneyatzmai. Shmikeivan shein deregel b'fneyatzmai filosof kol chayiv b'lina b'shivas miyachag kide perishna. But the Ritva says, why should lina be an indication that Shmini Atzeres is a distinct yomtiv from Sukkos? He says it could be that, again, it's a hemshech of Sukkos, and it has a, just like I have a din, I have to bring korbanos in Shmini Atzeres. There's an Isur Malach in Shmini Atzeres. No, there's an Isur, no one says, hey, Yois is an Isur Malach in Shmini Atzeres. You see, it's a regular from the Atzmai. So why do we say, no one says, hey, Yois is a mitzvah of Simcha in Shmini Atzeres? It's a regular from the Atzmai. I have Nuchi of Simcha today. I have a new din of being Mazke, the Tfilah B'Yoyim. So the mitzvah says, I've been doing din of lina. No, as well, so I do din of lina. I've been doing din of kiddush. I've been doing din of shvisa memlocha. How does that prove? It's a regular bnei atzma. Avli korin shel dvarim is barvin mi moshe kasavnu regel bifnei atzma lechayiv beriya vechagiga lemisha leinira berisha menira bishmini. Ubachlal chiyuv ze gamkein shuchayuv belina kishenire b'shmini b'mnei kovid yomtiv kishor regolim. So he says it must be that if I didn't bring my korban riyam, my korban chagig on the first days of yomtiv, or I only showed up in Shmini Atzeres. Right, I'm a simchas teruj. I only showed up in Shmini Atzeres. So I have to bring a korban via korban chagiga. Bechlal chiyuv zeh gamkein shu chayuv belina. So I have a new din of lina as a result of that din of ri'yan chagiga. Why? Bipnei kovid yomtiv kishori golem. Because of kovid yomtiv. So the Ritva is saying, L'chora says a surprise ending. Right? L'chora, the Ritva should be saying that the Ritva is that Lina should not be an indication that Shmini Atzeres has a different character than the other days of Sukkot. Could be a Hemshech. He says no, because in the event that I only showed up in Shmini Atzeres, I still have to bring a korban ri'iyah because I showed up, and that will require lina. Why lechvoid yomtiv? Why lechvoid yomtiv? Should require lina lechvoid a korban, right? So apparently, if Shmini Atzeres, apparently. We could bring rice, but too late. If Shmini Atzeres was just tagged on to Sukkot, and I'm mekayim the mitzvah of Re'iyah, but it's the Sukkot's Chayiv Re'iyah, so then it would not require its own Chayiv Lina. Is that? Right. Because the Tashlum, it is not choshev enough to mekayim a din of Lina. Something that can bring rise is correct. But there is still a din of COVID or regal, right? So, L'chaira, the Ritva is pointing out that the din, and in L'chaira, this is true for taste as well. A regal bifnei atzma is not mechayev lina. A regal in Yerushalayim, I'm not sure if it's mechayev lina. But a regel where I appeared in based on mikdash is chayiv and lina. That lechara is certainly true for the Ritva. Lechara is true from the Tosis as well. So yoytze mikol zeh. What is the mechayiv of lina? So Rambam is clear. Lichshe tov eloi. I'm in Yerushalayim. I'm in based on mikdash. Lechara, according to Rambam, it is a din in the. Fully exercising the Kedusha based on Mikdash. Good? Kovei based on Mikdash. According to Tosfos in several places, in the Chor, the Ritva as well, the two Machayivim. There's a Machayiv of a Korban, a Machayiv of Yomtiv. Lechor, it means that not stam a Korban, but a Korban that brings me to Yerushalayim. Because Tosfos Medayik, at least I have to be Miskasher to Akrovan Yerushalayim. Even the Achila Korban will not be Machayim me. But if I am somewhat connected to the Akrov of a Korban today, then that is Machayiv Lina. So again, Lechaira, it's coming into Beis HaMikdash with a Korban. Lechaira, Bikurim means again, coming, this is what the Rambam is pointing out, coming to Beis HaMikdash with the Mitzvah Bikurim. And then, if I celebrate my Yom Tov in Yerushalayim, so certainly Ritva would say, then that Yom Tov has the Chiyuv of Lina. If I celebrate my Yom Tov by coming to Yerushalayim, so that means if I upgrade my Yom Tov to be a district of Yom Tov, so then that Yom Tov requires Lina. L'chore, that's what we should learn from this Ritva. Good. Thank you.